This is PrayerTeam.tv, a ministry of intercession for culture's influencers.
Amen. Come on, everybody. Just talk to Jesus. He's here. I pray, God, for everyone in the room right now, God, that you would work a miracle, God. You are supernatural, God, and you are here. I pray that we would make that connection, God, that we would be free. We would be free from depression. We would be free from bitterness. Lord God, that you would transform our hearts in Jesus' name. Come on, I'm pulling on just that miracle working power of the Spirit of God. We do not just want to do it the way it's been done over the last generation. We know that God, he is a burning one, and he's ready to absolutely move in such a way that we won't ever be able to stop talking about him again. God, work miracles. Come on, if you need a move of God, I mean, I'm talking about just a transformed heart. You need something, a miracle. You need a supernatural encounter. Just lift your hand right now. Just lift your hand real quick. Anybody out there? Yeah? Come on, pray, contend. We pray in Jesus' name for a move of God, a legit move of God. Lord, nothing fake, nothing invented. A powerful, authentic move of the Spirit of God in our lives right now. Come on, Jesus. We're crying out for revival. We're crying out for an outpouring of the Spirit of God. Lord, I pray it would be normal, God, to walk in miracles and where healings just happen, God, normally and always. Come on, who needs a physical healing in your body? Is there anyone in the room right now? Raise your hand. Let me see a hand. Come on, we're going to take a moment here. Look around. If you see a hand, my culture team, my leadership team, would you just move out and just pray? We're going to be praying for someone else in a moment, but we're doing this right now. Lord, we pray, God, we don't just do this to do it. It's not a ritual. We're doing it because we believe that healings happen and they're normal and it happens in the kingdom and it happens for those that are absolutely going after God. And we declare and we release healing power in Jesus' name. We declare, God, right now that sickness, disease has to go, injury has to be healed in Jesus' name. I declare, God, that you are the healer. It's who you are. It's what you do. It is who you are, and it is what you do. And we just come against doubt, unbelief. And, Lord, we are pulling on faith right now. We're declaring that, yes, it's normal to be healed as a believer. And I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you would release healing right now, God, over everybody in the room. We bless you, God. We thank you, God. How cool is it that we can follow a God like this? We can serve a Jesus like this that heals and delivers. Demons have to fly out of us. Sickness has to fall off of us. We just bless you, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, stay in that attitude of prayer every week, every service. A ministry of this house is contending for breakthrough and freedom and life in influencers, people that have great influence, people that, should they fall wildly in love with Jesus, that they would impact millions of people. God awakens me in the night sometimes, puts people on my heart, and I go to town praying for them. And so we do that together. We do it here as a revival family. I believe there's great impact. Tonight we are praying for Olivia Rodrigo, and she's been in the news recently. She needs a move of God. She needs a move of God. At her concerts, she's passing out Plan B, abortion, drugs, along with other types of materials for those who are sexually active, and it's a focus of her events. And so what would it be like for her to be overtaken by the Spirit of God, the power of God, the love of Jesus, and she turns on a dime, and suddenly there's a testimony flying out of her of how much Jesus loves everybody who's coming to these events. We're gonna pray that God just absolutely hijacks her. The love of God overwhelms her. Can we do this together? I believe she's here for a reason. She's here for a reason. God thinks about her and he's contending. He's interceding, I believe, for her to turn. And I pray, God, in Jesus' name right now, all of us together, we're doing this. We're contending. We're praying for Olivia Rodrigo. I pray, God, wherever she is right now, that you would move on her heart. God, that you would invade her life. Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you would absolutely come in like a flood and like a fire. Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you would do what only you can do. God, let there be an invasion of the love and the fire of God. Holy Spirit, burn in her life. I pray, God, that you would visit her. Lord, maybe a dream, a vision, an encounter. I pray, God, that you would lead people to her. Anointed men and women of God that can speak into her life, that can speak life, that can speak freedom, that can speak power. The power of the Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, God, that you thought about her. Lord, that she came to this earth for a reason. And the reason is way different, God, than what she's walking in right now. Way more thrilling. Way more powerful, way more satisfying, way more rewarding. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would just meet her where she is. Only you know what she's been through. Only you know her history. Only you know the condition of her heart. And I'm asking, God, that you would minister to her and that she would become just a wildfire lover of Jesus. We thank you for her, God. And as we often say around here, it's absolutely true that heaven would not be the same without her. We thank you for her life, and we thank you for what you're doing right now as we are contending in intercession for her. Amen. Everybody that is praying on fire for Olivia Rodrigo shouted, amen, amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to prayerteam.tv. Pray for influencers and connect with this ministry of revival at prayerteam.tv.